There's probably some of you lost in here, and you're saying, what in God's name's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. We've got something from the other world that affects us. Somebody help me preach. Praise God. I want you to just turn quickly. Now, I'm just going to give you a five or six minute sermonette. But I can't do that, okay? I'm going to read this passage of Scripture. I'll be in Ephesians all day. I don't want you to miss my message on Ephesians 1 tonight. It'll be so enlightening, so helpful. But I want to read Ephesians 2 this morning, just a moment. Dear God, I'm happy in Jesus this morning. Listen to the Bible. And you who hath quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin, where in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Here it is. Here it is. I don't know how many of y'all are glad one day in your life God intervened. That God moved into your sphere, your life. And here's what it says. But God. Our predicament was we were lost. Our predicament was we were dead. You said, what does it mean to be dead? Not like a corpse. God doesn't, not like a corpse. We were separated from God. That is spiritual death. That's what happened to Adam and Eve. When they died, they become spiritually dead. But I'm glad, oh, aren't you glad that God made us so that even when we were dead in sin, that He made a visit to the garden, and thank God He made a visit to me. Somebody praise His name. What it said, we walked according to the course of this world. We fought, we were children of the devil. We were hell bound. We had no hope. You said, what's all this rejoicing about? There was a day that we had no hope. But God. Woo! Who is rich in mercy, for His great love, wherewith He loved us. That's our provision. Even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. Listen, by grace, are you saved? Listen, I got to give you rest. And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You say, Preacher Smith, if you could depict what was going on this morning, and you could just kind of give me a little overview view of what went on this morning. We've been in heavenly places. Woo! The sweet Holy Ghost has been around us this morning. And I want you to know something. One day I was lost in my predicament. I was lost. But thank God for His provision. Now, you say, where are you really? I'm in Christ. Where are you really? I'm sitting in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Somebody, and you say, well, how'd you get there? I'm glad you asked. By grace. Are you saved? Through faith. And that is not of yourself, but it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I'm going to heaven today because of the grace of God. I'm going to heaven today because God made me a free moral agent that I can place my faith in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then the grace of God will be applied to your heart the moment you place faith in Christ. Somebody ought to say amen this morning. Now here's what I'll ask you. If you, all simple, you've heard all the rejoicing. And I'll share a little bit of what we're rejoicing about tonight. But I want to ask you something. Do you have some rejoicing in your soul? Or is it that this morning you're in this room and you've never been saved and you don't know for sure you'd go to heaven? And God's saying this, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy lasted, and I'll give you rest. What God is saying to you right now, I don't care what condition you are in. I don't care how far you've went. I don't care how bad you've been. The grace of God will reach you this morning. The grace of God that appeareth to all me. Bow your head with me. Heads bowed, eyes closed. I want to ask you, how many of you know that you know that you know if you died today, you'd go to heaven? Raise your hand. Hold them high. If you can't hold them, don't. Thank you. In this large group, how many of you would say, preacher, I couldn't raise my hand. But boy, I don't want to die lost. I don't want to die separated from God. I want that love you preached about and you talked about and we saw on display this morning. How many right now say, Preacher Smith, I'm not saved, but I want to be. Just slip up your hand. God bless that hand. Somebody else. Preacher, I'm not saved, but I want to be. Hey, preacher, I sensed something this morning. The Holy Ghost touched me this morning. I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell. Would you slip your hand now? Come on, somebody else. Somebody else. Stand with me. Stand with me. If God spoke to you, I want you to come right now. If God spoke to you, I want you to come right now. Our Father, right now, touch sinners. We praise you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, for his sake. Amen. Come on.